Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Chelsea?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks so much. And also, before anything, just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We did receive your email about your ads and your website, you know, like getting calls for people asking or, like, looking for jobs.
Yes.
Okay. So we wanted to, like, know when they try to get in touch with you, what are the specific, is there any specific or, like, common, you know, like, common keyword that they tell you or anything, so we can set that as a negative keyword to your Google Ads campaign?
So today I received one. It says, I am ready for work.
Okay.
And another one I got yesterday says, I'm an engineer. I'm a mechanic engineer. I'm very responsible. I'm 61 years old.
Okay.
Another one said, I need a job, from 2 days ago.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Based on what you mentioned, what we can do for Google Ads for now to make sure that your budget targets those that are really potential customers is we can set these negative keywords, like looking for job, looking for work. We'll set them as negative keywords to your Google Ads campaign instead. How's that? So by then, what we mean by negative keywords is that when every potential customer uses those keywords, your Google Ads campaign doesn't show up.
Okay.
Okay? So that's going to be what we will do as a fix towards your Google Ads campaign. And, of course, re-optimize. And then we'll just go ahead and move forward as re-optimize your Google Business Profile view. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So far,
am I gonna have to? I'm sorry for cutting you off. Are we gonna have to verify the business again? Because that's a real headache.
Oh no, definitely not. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then, Chelsea. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Oh, while I have you on the line, I did, I did send a notification to you guys. The app is not working sufficiently. The app has been giving me issues for, it's been months now, but I just recently let you guys know because, I mean, it doesn't completely not work. It's just the calls when they're coming in, it doesn't give me the option to, like, open the call.
Okay.
To answer the call. It just rings, and I can hear it, and I can see that the app is open, that it's coming from Local Splash, but I can't answer the call. And then when I go to, like, my call log, it says incoming call, and it's showing me the number, but there's no way for me to answer the call. So that's why I'm having to miss a lot of calls, and then I have to call the client back, and then sometimes they don't answer, so then I lose that client.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. I do see that here in one of your emails, too, that you've been missing a lot of leads, calls due to, you know, the kind of problem in that you've already removed and re-downloaded the app, right?
Yes.
Okay. I will have to check that with our technical team, that then, you know, let them know the current issue that you're having, and then I would need to get back to you about it. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, I'll definitely get in touch with you as soon as I can.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, well, thank you so much as well. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, bye-bye.